Good morning, MMC crew. So you guys are having a great day, enjoying the days leading up to Valentine's Day, which I hear is not Valentine's Day, which some people call it, namely myself. But live and learn. So today I have a different blend. I have a Starbucks Caf Verona. A whole bean blend. I decided to switch over to whole bean just to really get the pleasure of start to finish making my coffee. It's also very timely because Verona is their love blend with their beautiful roses. Hold on, camera. Roses. And it's a dark roast with a hint of cocoa. So it's not to love. That is good coffee. Well, today I wanted to, leading up to the days of Valentine's Day, I want to talk a little bit about love and more about loving myself through knowing myself. And what exactly does that mean to know thyself? Well, a lot of times in this crazy, hectic world we live in, we don't have a lot of time to sit back and really reflect on what is important to us. And so we just pick whatever's easiest, whatever's there, whatever is told to us. That is what we pick. And that can work for a while, but it can sometimes lead to unfulfillment and bad goal setting. And so the first thing to do is to know thyself. We talked about this recently at a staff meeting about work-life balance, and one of the problems and regrets is not truly knowing what you want and what you need. And this is the same thing when it comes to the fitness, not really knowing truly why you're doing what you're doing. And so without knowing yourself, you will set goals based off of something that isn't important to you or something that isn't true to you. So the first thing on know thyself is to think back, what is your worldview? What is important to you? And then from there, find out what do you really want to get out of this whole crazy game of life. Some pretty deep stuff. And then once you kind of have an idea of that, and this will change over time, you can start setting those goals. So what is important based off of what I find to be important? And in the fitness realm, that could turn out to be, yes, having healthy, good feeling body is important to you so that you can have many experiences. Okay, so let's set goals based off of that. That's an example. And so goals that are based off of that, that are then accomplished, will then lead to fulfillment. Now, if I then picked a goal of, say, wanting to lose weight, but my goal was experiences and feeling good, well, even though I lost maybe X amount of weight, I'm not going to be as fulfilled because that doesn't really directly correlate with experiences. Now it can, but not as directly as the one set before. So from there, once you kind of know thyself, setting goals that align with what your values are and what are important to you. And then finally, by achieving those goals, you should find actually true fulfillment and happiness within those goals. A lot of times when we set goals, coffee time. Coffee. And we finally get to the destination of completion, we're not as fully satisfied because the goal really wasn't something we truly found value in. And maybe we did at the moment, but it didn't really align back to our true selves. It aligned back to maybe another aspect and such. So that's all we have today. Pretty short and sweet, just like a box of chocolate or a giant teddy bear. First start out by knowing who you are and what you truly kind of want to get out of it, and then start setting goals from there. And by accomplishing those goals, you should find true fulfillment and happiness in this crazy game of life. If you have any questions or comments, please leave them down below. I'll be putting out a fun article this Wednesday, so keep your eyes peeled open for that. I'm posting it here, my website, and everywhere. And as always, feel free to check me out at Josh. WilliamsFitness.com, or shoot me an email at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com, or right here, can comment right below. Have a wonderful day and happy Valentine's Day. Bye.